when the mountains look so big.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Welcome, welcome to Make Your Day Count. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, winning Wednesday.
Yeah, winning Wednesday.
You're winning today.
Yeah.
Whatever you touch, you are winning on today. You have to have that confidence. I am winning today, and can't nobody do it like me.
I am a winner.
Yes.
And you know why? I overcome.
Come. By the word of my faith.
You better believe it. And the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. And this is an awesome time of the year.
Yes.
You know, we are jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jingle bell rock.
Yeah. I say Jesus rock. It is true. Jesus rock. You know, I want believers to understand and enjoy your faith. Enjoy Jesus
yes.
Christ. Because believers, let me tell you, you can do anything to make God love you less.
Yes.
God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He
loves
you.
Just as you
are.
Yes.
So you cannot do anything to make He love you less. Neither can you do anything to make He love you more.
Yep.
The love of God.
Love of God.
Just the love of God. That's why I'm excited about God. I'm excited about God. And I hope I can get the listeners who listen to Make Your Day Count to just get out of religion.
Yes.
Just get the shackles of religion off you, man. And just enjoy God. Enjoy the Son of God. Watch, Pastor Di, I come across a scripture that liberate me, that emancipate me. This is my emancipation from religion. This is the verse. Who the Son
sets free.
Free is what?
Free indeed.
Oh, free.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed.
Think about what a deed is.
Come on.
A deed is a tie to something.
Yeah.
A deed. But you are free,
free indeed.
Indeed. You are free. Free from everything. Yes.
I come across that scripture and I was emancipated, boy.
Yes.
You know.
That's good.
The Son. Who?
The Son
sets free. He set me free.
Yes.
Why you want to tie me up? Come on, somebody out there this morning. This Wednesday morning. Why would you allow someone to tie you up to get you into bondage?
Yeah.
We are liberated from bondage, man, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus come to liberate us, to set us free.
Yes.
And now we walk by His word.
Yes, He paid the ransom. The ransom was already paid for you to be released from every hostage situation. Yep.
So we're walking by the word.
Word, yes.
Walking by what He says. He said, run, run. You don't need a theologian to explain what it means to run. Just run.
Run.
He says, sit.
Sit.
You don't need a theologian to explain to you what it means to sit. Sit means sit. Run means run. Just do what the word says. That's why we say at celebration, do the word, do the do's.
Do the do's.
You do the do's, you're victorious.
Yes. And when you're doing the do's, you don't have time to do the don'ts.
That's right. So we never worry about the don'ts. Neither do we ever teach the don'ts.
The don'ts become obsolete.
We just talk about the do's.
Do's.
What am I going to do? What the word says I should do? Jesus never worry about the don'ts. Jesus always talk about the do. He says, I do only the things that I see my Father doing. So Jesus always joining the Father. He can't go wrong. Jesus couldn't go wrong because Jesus will not do anything outside of what the Father is doing.
Yes.
And Jesus says, I say the things that my Father is saying. He can't go wrong. He do what He does. So he never worry about the don'ts.
That was under the law. They had pages and pages and scrolls and scrolls and scrolls of don'ts.
Of don'ts. And no one could do it. No one could. That's why he says, the Son of God set us free from the law of sin and death.
That's good. Yes.
It's liberation, man. Jesus Christ set you and I free from the law of sin and death. I have life through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I am emancipated. I'm liberated. Don't tie me up in all of that. Oh, also, I get excited out there because we are excited around these microphones this morning.
Yes.
As the Holy Spirit is here and the Holy Spirit is doing the teaching, because all we are is a mouthpiece for the Holy Spirit to do the teaching. Mm-hmm. So we walk in and say, Holy Spirit, use my lips. Use my vocal cord this morning. I am available for you to use it. So we do not come in here with anything of our own. We come only to say the things that God wants us to say and you to hear this morning. And so we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that your ears will be open to receive the word of God that will liberate you from bondage, from all these things that beset us, that trip us up, that make life confusing, that make life doesn't worth living. You know, Pastor Diane, my life worth living when I find Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
That's when I start to live. Because I was dead. I wasn't living because I was dead.
Yeah.
Until I become alive.
Right.
By the power of Almighty God through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is my teacher. So I enjoy life.
Yes, you must.
It's a must.
We only get one shot at it. Better enjoy it.
Better enjoy it. So watch this here. Verse 9. See, we go off on a lot of tangent here, but it's good. The Holy Spirit just detours us. Go here. We say, okay, Holy Spirit, we're going here. Then we want to go over here. The Holy Spirit said, no, go here. So believers, this is what this program is. It's Holy Spirit driven. Okay, watch this here. Verse 9 of 1 John chapter 5 says, if we receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. So no matter what men do, God is what?
Greater.
So if we see men do some great stuff, remember, that's nothing to what God
can do.
And
what we can do through the power that worketh in us.
Yeah. So man says, I can show you some proof. You remember? Let's look at this verse and see it's in action. Believers, you want to see this verse in action?
Yes.
I'm going to show you this verse in action. Watch this. If we receive the weakness of men, the weakness of God is greater. Okay. So let's see it in action. Moses. God said, Moses, go to Egypt. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses is going to do the do. So Moses went down to Egypt. And he says, the great I am, send me here to tell you, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Pharaoh said, what are you talking about? I don't know that God. I know power. So Pharaoh says, call his magician. He said, let me show him our power. Let Moses see the weakness of what is really real. Because he's talking about a God. The magician put their rod down and it turned to what? Serpent. That's weakness. Moses witnessed that rod turn into what?
Serpent.
Before his very eye. Watch the weakness of God now. Moses said, okay, let me show you that God is greater. Moses put his rod down. He turned into serpent and swallowed up that. So what is greater? No matter what men do, God's work is greater.
Yeah.
When you do the do's, it will overcome anything that men can do today in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why we have confidence. Go ahead, Pastor Diane.
No, I was just looking at when all that was going on with the plagues in Egypt, Pharaoh, over time, he was trying to say, okay, well, just let this group of people go. Okay, I'll let this group of people go.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let the people go, but I'm not going to let the livestock go. And when you get into Exodus chapter 10, verse 26, Moses said, our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. Right. So there was a witness of man where Pharaoh, where he was releasing them a little bit at a time. But Moses had to know what God already said. God already said, not just a few are coming out. All are coming out. The whole household, the family as a unit is coming out. Not just a couple individual people, not some individual people, but the family unit is coming out of bondage. Not just a couple people saved in the home, but the family unit, household salvation, the family unit is coming out and their possessions. Moses, he had to be bold about what God said because Pharaoh tried to negotiate. And too many times we listen to the witness of men trying to negotiate the partial blessing when God has already guaranteed the 100% blessing. God has already guaranteed the 100% blessing, the all-in blessing, the you got it blessing. It is coming to pass, as I have already said, blessing. But then we have a witness of man. In this case, in Exodus, it was Pharaoh trying to negotiate for a partial blessing. So I want to encourage you on this morning. It's all in with God. He has the whole thing for you. Please do not negotiate with Pharaoh. Stand up in a boldness on this morning as Moses did right there in Exodus chapter 10, verse 26. Not a hoof shall be left behind. My daughter will not be left behind. My son will not be left behind. My uncle will not be left behind. No one in my family will be left behind.
Because of John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. 1 John chapter 5, verse 10. Why?
He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. So you already have the witness in yourself. You already know what God told you. See, it's not that we don't know what God said. You know, in your inner being, it bears witness. The word of God is truth unto you. It's bearing witness on your inner self. But then you have the negotiator of the enemy. You have Pharaoh trying to negotiate with you and trying to talk you out of what you already know. So by faith, we have to talk ourselves into what we already know on the inside of us.
Hallelujah. Around this Christmas time, let's enjoy the peace of God.
Yes.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Peace, goodwill to all men. Pick up this witness in you. You believe in the Son of God, then you should have peace. You believe in the Son of God, then that's a weakness within me. When I'm weak, I'm made strong. Because of the Son of God.
And talk to yourselves, because there's a mute spirit working to silence you. When you look throughout the Gospels, there's several occasions where it says that Jesus cast out the mute spirit and then the people marveled. But it doesn't give very much detail. It just says that when the mute spirit, that silent spirit, that spirit of I'm not going to say anything, I'm not going to speak in agreement with my faith, that that silent spirit, that mute spirit, I'm not going to tell anybody what I'm going through. I'm not going to tell anybody to ask anybody for help. That mute spirit, when that mute spirit was cast out, then the people marveled, because so much must have happened. We got to think, when the mute spirit was cast out, then the people marveled. So they were marveling at something. They were marveling at the results that came to place when the confessions were then being made. And again, the clock is ticking. So we're going to pick this up on tomorrow. Make your day count on today. God loves you. He loves you. And there is nothing that you can do about it. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program on this beautiful Wednesday, December 18th. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Morning Breath. What we are is a drive time devotion that's sure to jump start your